young and lovely, the girl for Plastic Sushi will be on. So you got to tune in. Edward has a pretty good show. The theme is heaven and hell. And I don't think you can get much opposite than that. He's going to be having some audio clips from the evolutionary biologist, Richard Dawkins. Also, the founder of Creation Museum and noted fundamentalist, Ken Ham. And some Charles Manson, which I think would fall in the hell spot. Plus WMFO's own Alex Kittle from The Bleeding Heart Show. So make sure you tune in to Plastic Sushi with Edward. And I'll be checking. And I'll be trying to tune in too, but I'll be playing fireman, but hopefully I can get in there to listen.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Oh, good heavens, someone's caught my tinkle.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God, we call him.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some people say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. For tonight, we dine in hell!
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Chinese have a lot of help.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Well, first of all, I'm not just a creationist. I'm also a Christian.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
The hell with you.
Our theme today is songs about heaven and songs about hell.
For what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, and he always starts it off with Japanese music, so it should be an interesting combination of things. Very, very freeform to the point that I'm in the club.
Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And what we do here in the Friday 8 to 10 p.m. time slot is to always start things off. Well, when we're doing a plastic sushi, yes, we always start things off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And then there's the audio samples from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight, I'm bringing you a classic Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time sound collage theme called Heaven and Hell. The show is a tribute to one of my favorite ever WMFO shows of years past, The Bleeding Heart Show, hosted very reliably by Alexandra Kittle, and also co-host Julie and some other DJs from 2007 through 2010. And this theme is my own version of a theme they did in 2008 called Heaven and Hell. Our audio clips include a BBC documentary on religion with the Oxford scientist and evolution evangelist Richard Dawkins, one of my biggest intellectual idols. He's the author of many books, including the one that has made perhaps the biggest impact of any book I've ever read on my ways of understanding the world. It's called The Selfish Gene, and introduces the concept of memetics and memes and, well, lots of other things about genetics and evolution. And another, well, yeah, let me, our standard intro, though, goes, our standard intro includes Chuck Yu. Thanks to him for talking about how the opinions and views expressed on this show aren't necessarily those of WMFO, its staff or management, or Tufts University, or the Tufts Board of Trustees, or even this show's producer. And that's me. Yeah, let me say up front and explicitly, that applies most particularly tonight. Another one of our sources of these audio clips is going to be the fundamentalist Christian and young earth creationist Ken Ham. He's a crackpot who believes that every word in the Bible is literally true and that the earth is just a few thousand years old, not billions, and that there really was a Noah and his ark, and in fact, he created that museum that's supposedly there. So he's a complete crackpot, and you shouldn't believe anything that he says, but you certainly should know that there are people like him, and he wants you to believe what he believes. And then we also got Charles Manson, of course. Yes, evil. Evil right there. So I don't endorse the views of those latter two people. We began, as we always begin on A Plastic Sushi, with some music from Japan, as Pizzicato 5, You'll Never Get to Heaven, from their album On Her Majesty's Request. Shout out to Diane and Chuck, just a few thousand feet away from our broadcasting studio, and Arthur in Medford a little further out, and further up north, John Fisk in Beverly, a little down south, Philip and perhaps Ryan in Smithtown, New York. We've got so much great music for you this evening, including in the next set, Frank Sinatra, Alison Krauss, Marilyn Manson, and later on in the show, Esquivel, my favorite mad Mexican sonic genius. Also, Adrian Ballou, Run DMC, the Armenian Duduk player, Jivan Gasparian, Billie Holiday, Frank Zappa, the Talking Heads, Tangerine Dream, Wendy Carlos, and local artists, Urban Ambiance. So let's get... Oh yeah, backing me up right now is a band called Collide. This ambiance is called Felix the Cat. That's what she's singing. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another Japanese band, of course. Here is a real rockin' tune from Loudness. And what we're going to be doing in this show is alternating between songs about heaven and songs about hell. And we're going to start off with this one, Like Hell, from Loudness. Only here on WMFO, the Blasted Sushi Strawberries and Dime Sound Collide!
I'm frozen. I'm just afraid that you're going to burn in hell for all it's worth.
There are would-be murderers all around the world who want to kill you and me and themselves because they're motivated by what they think is the highest ideal. Of course, politics are important. Iraq, Palestine, even social deprivation in Bradford. But as we wake up to this huge challenge to our civilized values, don't let's forget the elephant in the room, an elephant called religion. The suicide bomber is convinced that in killing for his God, he will be fast-tracked to a special martyr's heaven. This isn't just a problem of Islam. In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march. Religious extremism is implicated in the world's most bitter and unending conflicts.
We want the non-Muslims off the lands of Muhammad. We want the kuffar out of it.
America, too, has its own fundamentalists.
The issue for the next generation is going to be the Islamification of Europe.
And in Britain, even as we live in the shadow of holy terror, our government wants to restrict our freedom to criticize religion. Science, we are told, should not tread on the toes of theology. But why should scientists tiptoe respectfully away? The time has come for people of reason to say enough is enough. Religious faith discourages independent thought, it's divisive, and it's dangerous.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And
for once.
Evolutionists, do they go to hell?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, you sound pretty provocative today. You're not telling us that all of those who believe in evolution will go to hell, are you?
Well, no, I'm certainly not saying that at all. You see, there are many Christians who believe in evolution, and if they're truly born-again Christians, then believing in evolution won't keep them out of heaven. Remember, the Bible says that if Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. It doesn't say, if you believe in evolution, our faith is in vain. But I do want to make a very important point nonetheless. For born-again Christians who believe in evolution and millions of years of history, although this doesn't affect their salvation, it does affect what their children or others they influence believe about the Bible. You see, what's happened over the years is that when one generation compromises God's word by accepting man's fallible ideas, like evolution and millions of years, and then reinterpreting parts of the Bible, then the next generation tend to reinterpret other parts of the Bible as well, and over time it loses its authority. Eventually, biblical authority becomes so undermined that people begin to drift away from the Bible. I truly believe this is ultimately why the culture is losing the Christian influence it once had.
Lord of the depths, grant this request. This man who has sinned, make him your guest.
Don't believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. God smiled down on Hezekiah. He gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Well, to die.
What the hell are you staring at?
Get the hell off my spread. Now.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution, even in the book's introduction itself. There's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education system worldwide.
John Whitehead.
The food at one Florida jail might be fit for inmates, but according to one prisoner, the meals are not fit for Muslims. So inmate Curtis Lee Moore, who claims to be a practicing Muslim, requested a special diet devoid of pork. But prison officials refused, insisting that they saw no proof of Moore's religious beliefs. Now Moore has turned to the courts for help in pork-proofing his diet to suit his religious beliefs. Critics insist that prisoners are not entitled to the same rights as free men, but Congress and the Supreme Court have repeatedly affirmed that prison officials must reasonably accommodate the religious beliefs of inmates. The points of law are First Amendment and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000. Whether you're incarcerated or free, the right to freely express your religious beliefs is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and sometimes even educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening we're paying tribute to one of my all-time favorite ever WMFO programs, The Bleeding Heart Show, which ran from 2007 to 2010 with hosts Alexandra Kittle and Julie. We kicked off the last set, our first main set of the evening, with a Japanese band, of course. That was Loudness with a real rocker, Like Hell, from their Thunder in the East album. And then, as we are doing with all the songs in the sets in this show, we did a genre jump, and we played a song about heaven. Yes, that was Frank Sinatra with Pennies from Heaven. And then a song about hell from the 13 Cats, Hell Bop. And then it was Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody seems to want to die. I found that on an album I found in WMFO's bluegrass section of many years ago. It's called Blue Trail of Sorrow, 16 Top Bluegrass Gems. And then another genre jump to another rocker, a hardcore rocker, a very cool cover version of AC/DC's Highway to Hell by Marilyn Manson. And then it was a vintage public service message from the Rutherford Institute. Meanwhile, backing me up right now are the Cocteau Twins. One of the few songs with somebody singing that I think I can reasonably talk over during the breaks here. This track is called Heaven or Las Vegas. So, I want to wish Carol out in Smithtown a very happy birthday today. Yes, aren't birthdays wonderful? Hopefully you got to do what you wanted to do. And if not, well, there's Saturday tomorrow and the rest of the weekend. So, yes, happy birthday to you, Carol, in Smithtown, New York. In the next set, we're going to play a song by a band called the 10th Planet. And it features clips from two 20th century preachers that I originally heard several years ago on WMBR, our sister station in Cambridge, MIT's radio station. It was from my favorite DJ there, Chuck Yu. And it was an Easter time show, but he had a Good Friday Easter time theme show. So these preachers just kind of blew my mind with what they were talking about. So I grabbed his show from the WMBR archive and I remixed them into this song by the 10th Planet. And the first preacher you're going to hear in this mix is a lowercase e evil. Yeah, just listen to him talk about how he's driving his Cadillac and more particularly about what he's going to do with all the money that people give him. He's not going to spend it on helping the poor. Oh, no, no. He's going to give it to his kids when he dies. So you give him money and he gives it to his kids. And the other preacher is certainly more honest in this interview and insightful, but, you know, he was scamming people, too. We're also going to be hearing from the incredible slide guitar player, Sonny Landreth, a song called Hell at Home, and then a little Billie Holiday, For Heaven's Sake, and then some Run DMC followed by Adrian Belew. And then another cool cover of an AC/DC song by a bluegrass band called Hazy Dixie. and then I'm going to go back to my adolescence and play a song from Kiss as the closing track in this next set. So, yeah, let's start things off with Two Preachers and My Plastic Sushi. Preachers, Give Me Money.
You don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy and you put it on. And with perspiration, when the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire, it'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away. I think after a while, when that song, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and said, oh, Brother Marjorie, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money.
Cadillac, Cadillac. one guy that gets into it so heavy that he's into, he prophesies. And he told me how he did. He sat right, I mean, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and he'll say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're going over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a, you go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
Her daddy's doorbell was ringing when I called on the telephone. He was the one to answer me, so I told him what was going on. Sir, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. I said, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. In fact, it's true to tell, she's been giving me hell at home. No, sir, she ain't ailing back, she's still good strong.
I used to think reason had won the war against superstition, but it's quite shaking to witness the faithful droves trooping through Lourdes. This is a benign herd, but it supports a backward belief system that I believe reason must challenge.
Here we have, as they say, an oldie but a goodie.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be. Here is romance for us to try. Here is the chance we can't deny. While heaven's giving us the break, let's fall in love. For heaven's sake, don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here. His fair eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
You can't imitate DMC the great. This is all devil's call.
while I'm dissing, cause you're pissing me off. Cold betting is spreading all across your face. You can't take when I break, and if that's the case, I'll go on and kick the bass. So back up off the cuff while I take my taste.
It's highly appraised when the hell is raised. So demanding and commanding that you all stand dazed. The unbelieving receiving prophecy so true. I cut the head off the devil and I throw it at you. My mighty mind control already brought his soul. The rock king is so bold when he rocks and roll. A black cat is my crown, symbolizing the sound, signifying we won't play around. Bust it.
One new message.
I just had to call you one last time. Listen, we've been friends for so long, I just couldn't do without saying goodbye. I never really thought that this would feel this way, but I just can't handle it. He left me. Can you believe he left me? I can't find a reason not to do this. I don't want to deal with the pain.
End of message.
One person every 18 minutes commits suicide. This is the cry of people in need of hope. Searching? AnswersRadio.com can help. A message from Answers in Genesis.
To myself.